Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Monday, March the 7th, it's National Cereal Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. They rearranged their cereal aisle since the last time I was there. I went looking for Cheerios, but Honeycombs were there in the regular place. I really felt out of the loops. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, after a beautiful, if not blustery, Sunday, we've got a bit of a gray and wet day ahead. Currently 2 degrees, which is our high for the day, looking like a chance of rain and snow and maybe even freezing rain later in the day, so do be careful on the roadways and walkways. And on National Cereal Day, today's random daily shout-out is to Fruit Loops. Did you know that they are now putting marshmallows in their cereal, just like Lucky Charms? I guess two can play at that game.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, there isn't a person alive who doesn't feel that a bowl of cereal, a spoon, and some milk, or lactate, or almond milk, or soy milk, equals a party in your mouth. You know, fiber, sugar, raisins, even Lucky Charms. You know, the flavors and prizes that every box holds are limitless and can pick up any humdrum kind of morning. So let's snap, crackle, and pop through the reasons why National Cereal Day should be in your day planner and on your menu. Actually, that's a chiropractor's favorite cereal. Rice Krispies with snap, crackle, and pop. But not all cereals are created equally. There are some we love, like Cap'n Crunch, and those we hate, like Scorn Flakes. Here's a pro tip for everybody out there. If you wait long enough to cook dinner, everyone will eat cereal. So follow us for more recipe ideas. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today?
What? No.
I was trying to think of some Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions song. No. I don't know.
So I'm playing a song today by Hall & Oates.
Whoa! Oh.
And in honor also of International Women's Day month, we're going to do She's Gone, because that's what happens when you don't treat us right. So.
She also turns into a man-eater.
Listen, they have a few songs.
Unless she's a rich girl.
It makes me wonder what they were on, but I love the way this one starts. Everybody's high on consolation. Just that line alone, I'm like, yes, that's such a good line. Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. My daddy tried to bore me with a sermon, but it's plain to see they can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I think I got it. I have the strength to carry on. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. What will it be? She's gone. Oh, why? I better learn how to face it. She's gone. Oh, why? Oh, why? I'd pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, why? What went wrong? So I have a little.
I know what went wrong to me.
What went wrong?
All the shots to play. She's
gone. Exactly. But if you have to ask what went wrong, that is probably also why she's gone. So let that be a lesson. And on Motivation Mondays, I'm sure Brinture will have something else better. But, don't ask what went wrong after she's gone. You might want to ask what's going wrong while she's there. So that's it. Today, Hall & Oates on National Cereal Day, and She's Gone. But what a great duo they are. And this song was actually written on the year I was born. I was like, wow.
All right.
Back to the day, I used to think this was an older song, and now I'm old. So here we are.
You were born in 91?
So, yeah. Nice try.
Good save, sir. Good save. Great song, great advice, and Tamik's wisdom. Pay attention, gents. Pay attention. Let's slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by the Big V Drugstores. You know, the Big V is strongly recommended by the Catholic Church. Venturo, what motivation do you have for us today?
Monday, great Monday, guys. It's happy to be alive on this beautiful day. You know what? Today, I'm going to talk about being appreciative and showing gratitude for the small things in life. On Wednesday night last week, I went to bed feeling awesome. And on Thursday morning, I woke up and I couldn't move my ring finger and my hand was swollen. So who knew? The day before I was fine, my hand was working fine. And then I said, wow, what an awesome thing to be able to move all your fingers without feeling any pain. That's just a simple little thing, right? So for this week and throughout the course of this week, I want you guys to think about the small things that you have that none of us really pay any attention to. But if we lost them, we would simply go nuts, right? So look around you and appreciate what you have. Because guess what? Nothing will be the same next year. That's it.
Venturo, the reason your ring finger was sore is you forgot your anniversary. you know the golden handcuff.
A good reminder to make sure that you get on top of that date so she's not gone.
Yeah.
All right, then. Bring it back. Let's get to Monday with Monday's mystery.
I got lots of mysteries around cereal. But anyway, it just recently I was trying to win a competition. You know, like entered the hot dog eating competition, bombed it. Did the beer drinking, came last. Number of chicken wing competition, not bad, still lost. Finally figured out how to win something. I cleaned up on the cereal eating competition. Had a couple of tricks up my sleeve. Right now, the biggest mystery I have is, I thought it was a good idea to market cereal like Lucky Charms only to short Irishmen.
Yeah, seems like a nice jumping off point for us. That's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for coming back this week. Have a great Monday, everyone. And today we're promoting literacy by recommending that everyone read the nutrition label on a box of Cap'n Crunch and then go have an app.
Well, if you can find something nutritious on it, it's like Where's Waldo?
It's like a treasure hunt. All right, we are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.